A 80-year-old Pacific, Missouri man was killed in a single vehicle crash yesterday afternoon in Shannon County. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash happened at around 12:55 p.m. on February the 5th along County Road 359, about 10 miles east of Acres. Troopers say the man exited a 2003 Toyota Tundra to secure a fence but failed to place the vehicle in park. The truck began moving forward and ran over the driver. The man suffered fatal injuries and was pronounced dead at 2:12 p.m. by the Shannon County coroner. The victim was transported by the Shannon County officials to the Wilson Funeral Home in Salem. And a Mountain Home woman charged in connection with a fatal hit-and-run crash appeared Monday in Baxter County Circuit Court in the Criminal Division. Court records show 62-year-old Sarah Alsup pleaded guilty to leaving the scene of an accident and was placed on 5 years of probation. The case stems from an October 18, 2025 incident that claimed the life of 27-year-old William Billy Herman. According to police reports, Herman was attempting to cross U.S. Highway 62B between Wendy's and City Nails just after 9 p.m. when he was struck by Alsup's 2000 GMC Sierra pickup truck. He was thrown into the east end of the City Nails parking lot. Despite efforts by first responders to resuscitate him, Herman was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities say Alsup did not stop following the crash, according to the report. A high-speed vehicle pursuit that began in Willow Springs late January 30th ended in Mountain View with one man being taken into custody, according to law enforcement officials. Authorities said the pursuit began at approximately 11:33 after a driver failed to yield to a traffic stop on U.S. Highway 60. The chase involved the Willow Springs Police Department, the Howe County Sheriff's Office, and the Mountain View Police Department. Officials said clear communication and coordinated responses allowed officers to safely manage the pursuit as speeds reached up to 90 miles per hour. Spike strips deployed by the Mountain View Police Department disabled the vehicle, leading to the safe arrest without further incident. The driver was identified as Christopher Wallace, age 53, of Willow Springs. Authorities said Wallace had an active arrest warrant from the Texas County Sheriff's Office and the Mountain View Police Department. Wallace was charged with resisting or interfering with arrest, detention, or stop, a Class E felony. Court records indicate Wallace posted a $25,000 bond on February 2nd and was released. And a man from Salem is facing felony charges following an investigation at the South Central Correctional Center in Licking. According to authorities, an officer with the Licking Police Department responded to the facility at approximately 2:23 p.m. on January 30th after receiving a report of an employee attempting to bring a prohibited item into the prison. During the investigations, officers determined that Corey Buckner, age 37, of Salem, possessed and delivered a marijuana vape inside the correctional center. Buckner was transported to the Texas County Justice Center, where he was booked and later released. He has been charged with delivery or possession of a controlled substance at a correctional center, a Class D felony under Missouri law. The Alton School District made a social media post yesterday announcing the retirement of Superintendent Holly Reese. Ms. Reese claimed that after 27 years of service, she is ready to enjoy her retired life. As Ms. Reese steps down, the Board of Education has nominated Mr. Ryan Chowning as the next superintendent of Alton Schools, effective July 1st. Mr. Chowning is a 2004 graduate of Mountain View Birchtree and brings extensive experience in education and school leadership. He has served as an elementary principal, middle school principal, and currently serves as the assistant superintendent in the Mountain View Birchtree School District. His background includes district-level operations, transportation safety, facilities, and instructional leadership, giving him a strong understanding of the unique needs and strengths of a rural school district. And yesterday morning, Redbone Mike Cray spoke with Mammoth Spring Chamber of Commerce President Trina Spears. Trina wanted to inform the community about a political forum that the VFW and the chamber put together. Trina explains.
So we did this 4 years ago, and it went over really well. So we decided prior to the primary to do it again. And so we're hosting this Saturday, which is February the 7th, a meet and greet that starts at 4 o'clock. And from 4 to 5, we'll be serving chili and chicken and dumplings. That's free of charge. Compliments of the VFW Auxiliary and the Chamber of Commerce. And then refreshments and snacks will be served, provided by South Fork River Therapy and Living Center in Salem. So we invite everyone that wants to come out and hear the candidates in Fulton County for this election year to come out, enjoy a meal, and then at 5 o'clock we're going to start our forum.
Then she explained how the event would work.
So from 4 to 5 it's a meet and greet. Each candidate will have a table, and you can go table to table and speak to them. And then at 5 we have moderators that are volunteering to help us, and each candidate will be given an opportunity to speak for a few minutes, and then moderators that are picking up questions that the audience has asked on written down on paper, that they'll choose a couple of those to ask each candidate, and they'll get a couple of minutes to respond. And that's how it'll happen. It'll be done in alphabetical order, and no political bias.
Again, the political forum will be tomorrow beginning at 4 o'clock in the evening at the Mammoth Spring VFW at 418 VFW Drive in Mammoth Spring. Yesterday, ECNN's Rick Harris spoke with West Plains High School student council sponsor Kirsten Peterson and student council members McCray Brewer and Kaylee Kinder. Ms. Peterson and the students wanted to talk to Rick about the midwinter festivities this week at West Plains High School. Kaylee spoke first about this week's theme and a pep rally that will be held today.
This week's theme is A Week in Hollywood, and our dance theme is Lights, Camera, Action. Every single day is a different movie for our spirit days, and we're super excited about how cohesive it is. And for the first time ever, we're having a midwinter pep rally on Friday. We're super excited about it, and we're having our special Olympics team play, and it's going to be a fun time.
Then McCray talked about the game tonight and the dance tomorrow.
So there's the game Friday night. Our boys are playing. Freshmen start at 4:30. And at the halftime of the varsity game, we're recognizing our midwinter court and crowning our midwinter queen. So we're really excited. And the theme is PJ, movie night in. And then Saturday night, we have our dance. It's Hollywood themed. And yeah, it's going to be a blast.
We will have more on what Kirsten and the students spoke about in our news tomorrow.